you're taking over from Winston Benjamin, your former Leeward Islands and West Indies teammate. What are your expectations as you look forward to the new season ahead?
Well, first and foremost, it's always an, you know, honor to serve your local territory, and you know, I cherish the opportunity to impart whatever knowledge I learned over the years back to my home ground. You know, we had a indifferent season last year. I think, we are here, and another year experience. You know, another year wiser. We actually have a local tournament going on right now in Antigua, so we're looking to compete, especially on home soil, in Saint-Kitts in the first leg.
You talk about being on home soil. How do you factor that in to your performance in the tournament?
Yeah, and that is exactly, most of them guys been on the road for a while, playing CPL, they're in Antigua right now playing a tournament, and the actual franchise is based in Saint-Kitts, so there's nothing like being home. So we hope that the crowds come out and support the guys, and they accept that, you're going to get your little criticism sometimes, but that's part and parcel of the game. But we're looking forward to playing some decent cricket this year. And just, like I said, we had a different season last year, and we looking to improve on that, for sure.
How have preparations been going for the team?
Well, right now we have the local tournament going on right now. So by Friday, the selectors will select the team. Then I'll be having a camp, 1 week camp in Saint-Kitts. Fine tune and getting things started out. We obviously going to miss a couple of players, with the senior team, Alzari and Payne Walls Jr. But, we're happy to have Kyron Powell back. So, have a bit of stability. The team and experience. We're going to have Joaquin Cornwall as well for a couple of games. So we'll see how that goes.
You're playing in Group A. How do you view your opponents in the group?
Well, like I said, last year was in a different tournament. We actually in a tough group. We in a group with Jamaica, the defending champion, CCC, Barbados, and Canada playing some decent cricket. Got to play a lot of cricket, World Cup qualifiers and what's that. But we're looking, like I said, we're looking for starters to getting out the group. And then once you're in the knockout stages, anything could happen. But we're looking to be in the top two teams to get out of that group. That is my expectation.
Where do you believe the strength of your team lies?
Well, over the years, our bowling has done well. But looking at this team, like I said, losing Alzari and Aheen Walsh, I think the balance have shifted to the batting. I think with Kyron Powell and Devon Thomas, Monson Hodge, and Jama Hamilton, I think these were our batting. These were our strength with life.
And finally, how would you define success other than winning the tournament?
First and foremost is development. The thing about it, the result will take care itself. I just want to see the guys them, develop. If you realize now, quite a few of our players have been recognized. Probably from since the 90s, this is the most Leeward Island players actually being in a West Indian setup. So, you have Jama Hamilton, Joaquin Cornwall, Alzari Joseph, Payne Walls Jr. And, we still have Devon Thomas and Kyron Powell. So we have some players of note that the senior selection or the selection panel and, Cricket West Indies are looking at, and we're in the system. So, like I said, it's not defined by winning, these guys develop and taking the game to just a level above, another level.